You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's Boris Johnson is seeking support in the House of Commons for his proposals to allow the UK to leave the European Union with a deal. The sticking point has been the border between the Republic of Ireland, which is part of the EU, and Northern Ireland, which remains part of the United Kingdom. A so-called hard border would go against the Good Friday Agreement, which brought to an end decades of violence in the province. Mr. Johnson says preserving that agreement is paramount.
In the first place, all our actions are based on our shared determination to sustain the Belfast Good Friday Agreement, the fundamental basis of governance in Northern Ireland, the protection of which is the highest priority of all.
He told MPs that his plan would remove the need for a hard border.
There will be no need for checks or any infrastructure at or near the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Indeed, I have already given a guarantee that the UK government will never conduct checks at the border, and we believe that the EU should do the same. So there is absolute clarity on that point.
Mr. Johnson is proposing a technological solution, although so far it's unclear quite what technology could be used to carry out necessary customs checks on goods passing back and forth across the border.
Under this new protocol, all customs checks between Northern Ireland and Ireland would take place either electronically, or in the small number of cases where physical checks would be necessary, they would happen at traders' premises or at other points in the supply chain.
The reaction from Brussels has been at best muted. It says there are problematic points in the UK's new proposal which must be ironed out by the UK. European Commission spokeswoman Natasha Bertot.
Further work is needed, but that work needs to be done by the United Kingdom and not the other way round. We would remind you that it's the UK leaving the European Union and not the European Union leaving the UK. And we are doing everything in our power to ensure that exit is on an orderly basis, and we are willing to engage constructively with our counterparts, but we are not going to be the ones left holding the bag, the ball, or any other kind of object.
The leader of the EU's Brexit steering group, Guy Verhofstadt, was less diplomatic about the proposals in comments he made to the BBC. He says there's nothing new.
It's completely in the hands of Mr. Johnson. When he can come forward with serious alternatives, then certainly we can make an agreement. But if these alternatives are in fact simply the repackaging of old ideas that have already been discussed and that are not solving the problems, then the responsibility is not here in Brussels, but the responsibility lies completely in London.
And the Irish Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who is Boris Johnson's opposite number in Dublin, is finding it hard to reconcile what Mr. Johnson says and what the proposals sent to the EU say.
First of all, I'm reassured by what Prime Minister Johnson said today, that he's not proposing that there should be any new physical infrastructure on the island of Ireland linked to customs or customs checks. But as you pointed out, Tony, that is actually in contradiction to the papers presented by the UK government yesterday. So I think working with the EU task force in particular, with Barnier's task force, and also talking to the UK government, we'll have to tease out the detail of what those proposals mean. But our objective is very clear. We don't want to see any customs posts between North and South, nor do we want to see any tariffs or restrictions on trade North and South.
People who live near the border are dismayed at what appears to have been proposed. Willie Prone is a flower seller from the Republic of Ireland who's been crossing the border to visit markets in Northern Ireland for more than 25 years.
It means we're going to have to queue up, very, very tame consumer, show everything that we have to have a list of everything, which wouldn't just work in my business. I tried it years ago before, my sister was doing this years ago, and she stopped. She couldn't go through, it was too time consuming for her. So if it worked out the same, I wouldn't carry on. I'd just do more markets in the south.
The UK is set to leave the EU on October the 31st, unless it seeks an extension and one is granted. Alan Lee, SBS News.